Wow, glory to God.
God aften. Skal vi se om vi kan få justeret lyden.
And I want to greet you in Jesus' name.
Jeg vil gerne hilse jer i Jesu navn.
I have been married for 43 years to the same woman.
Jeg har været gift med den samme kvinde i 43 år.
I have 4 children.
Jeg har 4 børn.
I have 17 grandchildren.
Jeg har 17 børnebørn.
And we are a nation. Amen.
Vi er en hel nation.
Yeah, I'll just put this here. I don't think I'm gonna get enough time for all that. And I say it because I'm a family man.
Jeg siger det, fordi jeg er en familiemand.
And we're always excited when a new granddaughter or grandson comes into the earth.
Og vi er altid begejstret, når der kommer et nyt barnebarn.
And we are always excited to see babes come into the church. Amen.
Og vi er altid begejstret, når vi ser babyer komme ind i kirken.
And tonight I'm just gonna. You better turn me down just a little. Tonight I'm gonna talk about you being successful. Is that okay?
I aften kommer jeg til at tale om hvordan I er succesfulde. Er det okay?
Is that okay to be successful?
Er det okay at være succesfuld?
And we're not gonna talk about too much about evangelism.
Vi kommer ikke til at tale så meget om evangelisation.
Because evangelism has become a bad word.
Fordi det ligesom blevet et dårligt ord.
Because it brings people to fear.
Fordi det bringer frygt ind i folk.
So we're just going to talk about sharing Jesus.
Så vi kommer bare til at tale om at dele Jesus.
Is that okay?
Er det okay?
I'm going to talk about if you haven't shared Jesus.
Jeg kommer til at tale om at dele Jesus.
You haven't really gave your testimony.
Du har måske ikke delt så meget om Jesus. Du har måske ikke givet dit vidnesbyrd.
Is that okay?
Er det okay?
And God desires for you to be fruitful.
Gud han ønsker at du skal være frugtbar.
Which means he desires us to lead people to him.
Så han ønsker at vi skal lede mennesker til ham.
And if we're not doing that,
og hvis ikke vi gør det,
we're not fruitful.
Så er vi ikke frugtbar.
Is that okay?
Er det okay?
I didn't write the book. Don't get mad at me.
Det er ikke mig der har skrevet bogen. Lad være med at blive sur på mig.
But what you're excited about?
Men det jeg er begejstret for.
Is what you'll talk about.
Og det er det som vi skal tale om.
Is that true?
Er det okay?
And if we're excited about Jesus,
og hvis vi er begejstret for Jesus,
we will talk about Jesus.
Så kommer vi til at tale om Jesus.
You can stay over here. Okay. I don't think it's in your way. Okay. Boom. In the name of Jesus, here it comes.
Well, Jesu wait navn, så kommer det her.
And until that's done, I'm gonna keep talking.
If him.
Yeah, it's okay. Just hey. Now, so what we're gonna do? Stay on track here.
Det vi kommer til at gøre nu.
Okay. The church is simply amazing.
Kirken er fantastisk.
90% of all people who come to church,
90% af dem som kommer i kirke,
come because a friend, a relative, associate or a neighbor.
De kommer på grund af en ven eller en familie eller en bekendt eller en de arbejder sammen med.
Has invited them.
Fordi en af dem har inviteret dem.
90%.
90%.
Now 10% of the people who come in the church,
som kommer i kirke,
come because of door to door,
kommer på grund af dør til dør,
radio or television ads,
på grund af eller reklamer i nyhederne,
paper handouts,
eller nogen der deler traktater ud.
So we got 90-20, a 90-10.
Så vi har altså en 90-10 forskel.
Now I'm not real smart.
Jeg er ikke sådan særlig klog.
But what would you rather have?
Men hvad vil du helst have?
If you took your money to the bank,
hvis du tog din penge i banken,
and one bank said, "I'm going to give you 90% interest,"
og en siger, jeg giver dig 90% i rente,
and one bank says, "I'm going to give you 10%,"
og en anden bank siger, jeg giver dig 10%,
where would you put your money?
Hvor vil du smide din penge?
90? God bless you. Somebody give her some money now, because this is to me, it's just logical.
Det er logisk for mig.
So most churches spend their money on what we call outreach.
De fleste bruger penge på det vi kalder sådan at række ud eller.
They hand out food.
De giver mad ud.
They knock on doors.
De banker på døre.
10%.
10%.
They hand out Bibles.
De deler bibler ud.
10%.
10%.
And I'm always amazed at that.
Og det bliver altid overrasket over.
The greatest commodity we have in the church.
Den største vare af værdi vi har i vores kirke.
Is you.
Det er jer.
Did you know that?
Vidste du det?
You're the greatest commodity.
I er den vare som har størst værdi.
Is you.
Det er jer.
Turn to the person next to you and say, "We need you."
Vend dig til den ved siden af og sig, vi har brug for dig.
Okay, about four of you did it.
Der
That's
cirka
fine.
Fire, der gjorde det.
Amen.
Amen.
See, this is what the powers of darkness does.
Det det som mørkets kraft gør.
If we cannot move freely in this building.
Hvis ikke vi kan bevæge os frit i dette rum.
You will not move freely out there.
Så kan I ikke bevæge jer frit udenfor.
Amen.
Amen.
A church is a place to practice.
I kirken skal vi øve os.
We practice healing.
Vi øver os i at helbrede.
So we can do it out there.
Så vi kan gøre det udenfor.
We practice talking to people.
Vi øver os i at tale med mennesker.
So we can do it out there.
Så vi kan gøre det udenfor.
Amen.
Amen.
Is this too much?
Er det for meget?
Because I look at the school at the church as a type of school to train us.
Jeg ser på kirken ligesom en slags skole, hvor vi kan øve os.
In America.
I Amerika.
97% of all Christians.
Er det 97% af alle kristne?
Will not lead one person to the Lord their whole life.
Kommer de ikke til at lede en eneste person til Kristus hele deres liv?
And yet we'll all say, I love Jesus.
Og alligevel siger vi alle sammen, jeg elsker Jesus.
We'll set in praise and worship and surrender.
Og vi siger, vi overgiver os i lovsang og tilbedelse.
And our whole life.
Og hele vores liv.
Will not lead one person to Christ.
Kommer vi ikke til at lede en eneste person til Kristus?
Does that sound right?
Lyder det rigtigt?
It's not.
Det er det ikke.
Because if we're filled with the Spirit of God,
hvis vi er fyldt med Guds ånd,
and if we have Jesus,
og vi har Jesus,
and we love Jesus,
og vi elsker Jesus,
we'll share.
Så deler vi det.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Is this must be too much?
Det bliver for meget for jer nu eller hvad?
I was born and raised a Roman Catholic.
Jeg er født og opvokset som en romersk katolsk.
I was an altar boy.
Jeg var sådan en alterdreng eller.
I was baptized at 2 weeks old.
Jeg blev døbt som 2 uger gammel.
I don't remember it well.
Jeg husker det ikke så godt.
I said lots of prayers.
Jeg har sagt masser af bønner.
I made an A in religion class.
Jeg fik topkarakter i religion.
But I didn't know Jesus.
Men jeg kendte ikke Jesus.
But the moment I met Jesus.
Men det øjeblik jeg mødte Jesus.
I couldn't wait to tell people about Jesus.
Så kunne jeg ikke vente med at fortælle mennesker om ham.
I couldn't stop talking about Jesus.
Jeg kunne ikke stoppe med at tale om Jesus.
To all my friends.
Til alle mine venner.
Because it was so real to me.
Det var så virkelig for mig.
See, I'm going to say something.
Nu skal jeg sige noget.
Some people when they come to church they get religion.
Nogen når de kommer i kirke så får de religion.
And some people get a relationship.
Og nogen får en relation.
See, religious stuff makes you do this.
Religiøs stof får jer til at gøre sådan her, slå korsets tegn.
Amen. We wear all kinds of stuff.
Vi bærer alle mulige forskellige ting.
Maybe crosses or.
Måske har vi kors.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's great.
Og det er fint.
But if that's all you got.
Men hvis det er det eneste du har.
There's no power there.
Så er der ikke nogen kraft der.
And then we'll say, I love Jesus.
Og vi siger, jeg elsker Jesus.
I just don't like talking about it.
Jeg kan bare ikke lide at snakke om det.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So we're going to start just a minute. Let me just get back here. Okay. People.
Mennesker.
How many of you are people?
Hvor mange af jer er mennesker?
Okay, half of you. Now,
cirka halvdelen.
We have a natural approach to helping you know about Christ and tell others.
Nu skal vi se på en naturlig måde at hjælpe jer til at dele Jesus med andre.
Okay. We have to get the church. God wants you and me to be successful.
Gud han ønsker at vi skal være succesfulde.
Listen, God wouldn't set you up to be a failure.
Han vil ikke ligesom sætte dig op til at være en fejl eller.
Amen.
En fejltagelse.
Because he wants you to be fruitful, like Pastor Pat said.
Og han vil have at du skal være frugtbar ligesom Pat han sagde, Pastor Pat.
He wants you to be fruitful.
Han vil have at du skal være frugtbar.
Okay. I see you're also happy about this.
Jeg kan se på jer alle sammen, I er meget glade for det her.
I have no guns on me.
Jeg har ikke nogen pistoler på mig.
They took them at the airport.
De tog dem i lufthavnen.
See, we want you to be successful.
Vi vil gerne have, at du skal være succesfuld.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. I want to define what successful is, so you'll know what successful is.
Nu skal jeg prøve at fortælle, hvad jeg ser at det at være succesfuld.
Remember,
som.
God wants you to be successful.
Gud han ønsker, at du skal være succesfuld. Husk det.
We don't want you to be a failure.
Det skal ikke være en fejl eller en fejltagelse.
Jesus died on the cross.
Jesus døde på korset.
Rose from the dead.
Han rejste sig fra de døde.
Talked to a few people.
Han talte med nogle få folk.
Bang, he went to heaven.
Og bang, så gik han op til himlen.
Right?
Er det sandt?
He's still there.
Han er der stadig.
Because we were made sons and daughters of God. Amen.
Vi blev sønner og døtre af Gud. Amen.
Pat did a wonderful job reading.
Pat han gjorde et stort, flot arbejde med at læse.
Gospel of John chapter 1.
Johannes 1.
When he says you'll become children of God.
Hvor det siger, I bliver børn af Gud.
Joint heirs.
Arvinger.
Everything that Jesus did.
Alt hvad Jesus gjorde.
You can do.
Det kan I også gøre.
That was too much for you, wasn't it?
Det var for meget for jer, var det ikke det?
I think what we need to do is tell people they can't do anything.
Jeg synes, vi skal sige til folk, de ikke kan gøre noget som helst.
Because that would might be make people do something.
Det kan måske få dem til at gøre noget.
I'll show you.
Jeg skal vise jer.
Because everything that Jesus did, we can do.
For alt hvad Jesus gjorde, det kan vi også gøre.
Okay. Okay. Just calm down. Now.
Rolig nu. Rolig.
So we have successful sharing is sharing Jesus.
Og dele succesfuldt betyder at dele Jesus.
See, when you use the name God, that doesn't mean anything.
Når du siger Gud, så betyder det ikke noget.
I love God.
Jeg elsker Gud.
Which one?
Hvem er dem?
Mohammed?
Mohammed.
There's 3 million gods in the Hindus.
Der er 3 millioner guder hos hinduerne.
And the people who believe in high power. It could be these light bulbs.
Og dem som tror på højere kræfter, det kan være det i de her
But
lys.
There's only one name.
Der er kun ét navn.
Above every name.
Over alle navne.
And his name is Jesus.
Og hans navn er Jesus.
He's the king of heaven.
Han er konge i himlen.
He's the king of this earth.
Han er konge her på jorden.
He's the king of hell.
Han er kongen i helvede.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Isn't this exciting?
Det er noget.
Now, because we need to get this thing so successful sharing is sharing Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Og dele succesfuldt er at dele Jesu navn i Helligåndens kraft.
Now, how many of you been filled with the Holy Ghost?
Hvor mange er fyldt af Helligånden?
Okay, what's this? That's a half.
Det er det her. Er det en halv eller hvad?
This is a half. This is a whole.
Det her det er en hel. Det her det er en halv.
We got a few more. Okay. Now, why were you filled with the Holy Ghost if you're not going to talk?
Hvorfor blev du fyldt med Helligånden, hvis ikke du skal tale om det?
Just a thought.
Det er bare noget, det er bare en tanke.
Now, in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
I Apostlenes Gerninger 1:8.
It begins to talk about this.
Så taler den om det her.
In a powerful way.
På en kraftfuld måde.
Now, because it says you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Men I skal modtage en ny kraft når Helligånden kommer over jer.
Now watch.
Og hør nu.
And you will be my witnesses.
Og så skal I bringe budskabet om
mig. It didn't say you'll talk in tongues.
I skal være mine vidner. Der står ikke noget om at I skal tale i tunger.
What's all that about?
Hvad handler det om?
I ask young people, are you filled with the Holy Ghost?
Når jeg spørger unge mennesker, er du fyldt med Helligånden?
And they'll say, yeah, I can talk in tongues.
Ja, jeg kan tale i tunger, siger de.
Why don't we talk in Danish?
Hvorfor taler vi ikke på dansk?
Let's try that.
Lad os prøve det.
And let's use the name of Jesus.
Og brug navnet Jesus.
That will bring more power.
Det giver mere kraft.
Than you talking in tongues.
At det, at du taler i tunger.
Now, I'm not against you talking in tongues.
Jeg har ikke noget imod, at du taler i tunger.
But what I'm against is you just talking in tongues without talking about Jesus.
Ja, men jeg har det imod, det hvis du bare taler i tunger uden at tale om Jesus.
Okay, let's go on.
Okay. Vi fortsætter.
Number 3, successful sharing is leaving the results to God.
Succesfuld at dele succesfuldt er at efterlade resultaterne til Gud. Lad ham om resultaterne.
See, I don't have to lead someone to Christ.
Jeg behøver ikke at lede nogen til Kristus.
As long as I talk to them about Jesus.
Så længe jeg bare taler til dem om Jesus.
Because when I use the name Jesus,
for når jeg bruger Jesu navn,
it plants the seed.
Så planter det et såkorn.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus saved my soul.
Jesus redde min sjæl.
Jesus can save your soul.
Og han kan frelse din sjæl.
And you leave it.
Og så lader du det bare være sådan.
You planted a seed.
Du har plantet et korn.
An amazing thing happens in
America. Og der sker fantastiske ting i Amerika lige nu.
When I plant corn.
Når jeg planter et korn.
Corn comes up.
Så kommer der noget majs op eller noget.
Isn't that amazing?
Er det ikke fantastisk?
Now watch, it gets better.
Det bliver endnu bedre.
When I plant soybeans.
Når jeg planter sojabønner.
Woo!
Woo.
Okay. Soybeans come up.
Så kommer der sojabønner op.
If you plant the name of Jesus.
Hvis du planter Jesu navn.
The kingdom of God comes up.
Så kommer Guds rige op.
If you don't use the name of Jesus,
hvis ikke du bruger Jesu navn,
it's not a good testimony.
Så er det ikke et godt vidnesbyrd.
Okay. Now, so we're gonna. You may live a great life and smile and have fun.
Du kan godt leve et godt liv og smile og have det godt.
Those things are important.
De er vigtige.
Unbelievers will not get the forgiveness of sin unless you use the gospel.
Ikke troende vil ikke opleve det at få tilgivelse af Kristus, indtil der er nogen, der deler sådan et livsforvandlende budskab med dem.
And the gospel always has to have the name of Jesus.
Og budskabet må altid indeholde navnet Jesus.
Got it?
Er I med?
Is this too much?
Er det for meget?
I don't want to overload you.
Nu skal jeg ikke hælde for meget på.
I don't want you to get a headache.
I skal ikke have hovedpine.
Oh, too much.
Det er for meget.
Talking to people about Jesus.
Det må tale til mennesker om Jesus.
Because we need you. Amen.
Vi har brug for jer. Husk det. Amen.
You can do all kinds of things.
Du kan gøre en masse mulige ting.
Even the things necessary to build a relationship.
Og selv ting, som der er nødvendige for at bygge en relation. Okay.
You can pay people.
Du kan betale mennesker.
That's a thought.
Det er bare en tanke.
If there's a waitress,
hvis der er en servitrice.
I've done this many times.
Det har jeg gjort mange gange.
That when you're having a cup of coffee,
du får en kop kaffe.
And this must be a bad coin. It has a hole in it.
Det må være en dårlig mønt, den her. Den har hul i midten.
Anyway, and if I have a cup of coffee,
hvis jeg får en kop kaffe,
and if I leave a coin with a hole in it,
og hvis jeg så efterlader sådan en mønt med hul i,
and she might look at it and I say it's yours.
Og så siger til den, det er din, siger til hende.
She will listen to you.
Så lytter hun til dig.
Hello.
Hello.
Money talks.
Penge taler.
You can have it now.
I får den ikke.
All right now, but you've not witnessed.
Men du har ikke vidnet.
Until you share Jesus.
Indtil du har delt Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I go to church. That's not a witness.
Jeg går i kirke. Det er ikke et vidnesbyrd.
Because what we want to give them is Jesus.
Det vi ønsker at give dem, det er Jesus.
Now where did you find Jesus?
Hvor har du fundet Jesus?
Right here.
Lige her.
So where do you bring him?
Så hvor bringer du dem hen?
God bless you. You got one. God bless you.
Lige
her. Bring him right here.
Vi bringer dem herhen.
This is a college education, I can tell.
Det er virkelig nogen med høj uddannelse.
So we talk about sharing Jesus. The Holy Spirit fills the life that's yielded to him.
Og Helligånden fylder det liv, som er overgivet til ham.
So you don't have to feel like something.
Du behøver ikke at føle som noget.
See, I'll just say about Americans.
Nu skal jeg fortælle om amerikanere.
We live on our feelings.
Vi lever meget på baggrund af vores følelser.
Do I feel like talking about Jesus?
Føler jeg lige for at tale om Jesus?
It's like we get constipated.
Det er ligesom vi bliver.
You might not help him with that word. Constipated. Are you awake or what? Now I want you to begin to see this thing.
Sover du eller hvad? Blokering. Vi bliver ligesom blokeret.
Because we need to be free.
Vi skal være fri.
Amen.
Amen.
See how fun church is.
Kan I se hvor morsomt det er at være i kirke?
We're here to have fun.
Vi er her for at have det morsomt.
And we're here to learn.
Og vi er her for at lære.
That we have what they want.
Vi har det de ønsker.
We've got Jesus.
Vi har Jesus.
The people out there need to hear about it.
Og det har de behov for at høre om derude.
How are they supposed to hear about it?
Hvordan skal de høre om det?
From you.
Fra dig.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. He uses the presentation of the gospel.
Han bruger præsentationen af evangeliet.
It says that the gospel is the power unto salvation.
Der står at i evangeliet ligger kraften til Guds til frelse.
So if you want power to come in when you're speaking.
Så hvis du vil have kraft når det er sådan du taler.
You take the gospel, the good news.
Så tager du det gode budskab.
Mix it with Jesus.
Og mixer det med Jesus.
And tell what Jesus did for you.
Og fortæller hvad Jesus gjorde for dig.
And there's power there.
Så er der kraft der.
But you may not feel it.
Du føler det måske ikke.
See these lights?
Kan I se de her lys?
How many of you feel these lights?
Hvor mange af jer kan føle de her lys?
No, we don't feel the light.
Nej, vi kan ikke føle det.
It's not about feelings.
Det handler ikke om følelser.
Get over yourself.
Kom videre.
That was deeper than what you thought.
Det var lidt dybere end I havde regnet med, det kan
Because
jeg godt
høre. Most of us live by how we feel.
For de fleste af os lever efter hvordan vi føler.
And then we start to get afraid.
Og så bliver vi bange.
Amen. Where's fear from?
Amen. Hvor kommer frygten fra?
The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Der står at Gud han har ikke givet os en frygtens ånd.
Who made you afraid of sharing the gospel?
Hvem gjorde dig bange for at dele budskabet?
Anybody know?
Er der nogen der ved det?
The powers of darkness.
Mørkets kræfter.
We battle not against flesh and blood, but
Vi kæmper ikke mod kød og blod.
The powers of darkness.
Men mod magt og myndigheder.
So he's saying, you be afraid.
Så er du bange?
And you know what we do? Oh.
Og da de siger, vær bange, og hvad gør vi?
I better be quiet.
Jeg må hellere være stille.
Right?
Er det sandt?
And Jesus.
Og Jesus.
Wants us to tell people.
Ønsker at vi skal fortælle mennesker.
You remember the story of the demonized man?
Kan I huske om ham med den dæmonbesatte mand?
From Gadara.
From Galilea. Galilea.
Jesus cast out a devil out of him.
Han smed en dæmon ud af ham.
And then this demonized man, it was demonized.
Den her mand som var dæmonbesat.
He says, "Can I come with you, Jesus?"
Han sagde, kan jeg komme med dig, Jesus?
Jesus says, "No."
Jesus siger, nej.
But I have a job for you.
Men jeg har et job til dig.
I want you to go home.
Jeg ønsker du skal gå hjem.
Tell your friends and your neighbors.
Fortæl dine venner og dine naboer.
What wonderful things.
Hvilke vidunderlige ting.
The Lord has done.
Herren har gjort.
I don't you love Jesus?
Elsker du ikke bare Jesus?
The city that he set, Diapolis.
Den her by som han sagde.
Is actually 10 cities.
Det her er faktisk 10
so
byer.
So he took a demonized man.
Så han tog sådan en dæmonbesat mand.
Without any schooling.
Uden nogen som helst træning.
Put him over 10 cities.
Og satte ham til at fortælle det om det
that
i 10 byer.
Hope.
Det giver mig håb.
How about you?
Hvad med dig?
Didn't they give you hope?
God, giver det dig ikke håb?
If he can do that with a demon, an ex-demonized person.
Hvis han kan gøre det med sådan en ex-dæmonbesat mand.
What can he do with you?
Hvad kan han så ikke gøre med dig?
Amen.
Amen.
So all it takes to be successful.
Alt hvad det kræves for at blive succesfuld.
Is to share what Jesus did for you.
Det skal du bare, du skal dele hvad Jesus har gjort for dig.
Can you say Jesus?
Kan du sige Jesus?
Okay, can we try it with a little attitude?
Kan vi prøve at gøre det sådan med lidt mere
Jesus.
Attitude?
Jesus. That's a little better.
Det er jo noget
like
bedre.
That.
Jeg kan lide det.
So when we go out there, we're not going to say, "Would you like to know about Jesus?"
Så når vi kommer ud, så siger vi ikke, "Vil du høre noget om Jesus?"
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Lad mig fortælle dig om Jesus.
What he did to me.
Hvad han har gjort i mig.
He'll do it for you.
Og han vil gøre det for dig også.
Hello.
Hallo.
Isn't this wonderful?
Er det ikke fantastisk?
See how easy it is.
Hvor let er det ikke?
For you to do it.
For jer at gøre det.
Amen.
Amen.
Who are you supposed to do it to?
Hvem skal du gøre det til?
Your friends.
Dine venner.
Your relatives.
Dine familiemedlemmer.
Your associates.
Dem du arbejder sammen med.
And your neighbors.
Og dine naboer.
You know them.
Du kender dem.
Isn't this nice?
Er det ikke fantastisk?
I'm going to give you orders.
Jeg kommer til at give jer
leave
ordre.
The people that you don't know or don't live around alone.
Bare lad dem som du ikke kender eller dem som du ikke bor i nærheden af, bare lad dem være.
Isn't that wonderful?
Er det ikke fantastisk?
Leave the prostitutes alone.
Lad bare de prostituerede være.
Unless you work with them.
Medmindre du arbejder med dem.
Is anybody here that works with prostitutes?
Er der nogen som arbejder blandt dem?
Gotta throw that out. Amen.
Amen.
See how nice this is?
Kan du se hvor dejligt det er?
Because we've been taught.
Vi har lært.
That evangelism.
At evangelisation.
Winning the lost.
Og vinde de fortabte.
Is going door to door.
Det er at gå dør til dør.
To people you don't even know.
Til mennesker som du slet ikke kender.
But Jesus said, "Go home."
Men Jesus siger, gå hjem.
Tell your friends and your relatives.
Fortæl dine venner og dine familiemedlemmer.
What I did for you.
Hvad jeg har gjort for dig.
So you go home.
Så du går hjem.
How many of you have a neighbor near you in your
Hvor
house?
Mange har en nabo i nærheden?
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Most of you.
Det har de fleste
Some
af jer
you
faktisk.
Are not sure.
Men der er flere, der er ikke helt
Somebody
sikre.
Somebody follow them home and see if they live in a house.
Så nogle af jer, hvis I lige følger dem hjem,
okay,
som er i tvivl, og så
se. House,
og hvis de bor i det her hus.
Help them with their neighbors.
Og så hjælp dem lige med at finde deres naboer.
See, I believe God puts you in the house that you're in.
Jeg tror faktisk, Gud han har placeret dig i det hus, du bor i.
This man told me he was a farmer.
Anders fortalte, han er farmer.
Did you know God already knew before he was born that he was going to be a farmer?
Vidste du godt at Gud vidste det allerede før Anders var født?
Did you know that God already knew that he was going to milk cows?
Vidste du godt, at Gud allerede før Anders blev født, vidste at han ville malke køer?
Did you know that God already knew where his farms were going to be at?
Og vidste du også, hvor allerede før han blev født, der vidste Gud, hvor hans landbrug ville være?
How'd that happen?
Jeg tror, at Gud han siger, wow, hvordan skete det lige?
So he put his neighbors there.
Han anbragte også hans naboer der.
Whoa. God specially assigned people.
Gud han tildeler helt specielle opgaver.
For you to reach.
Til dig, som du skal udføre.
Boy, I can't wait till an evangelist comes.
Jeg kan ikke vente til der kommer en evangelist.
Hello. Wrong.
Forkert.
I'm supposed to teach you.
Jeg skal lære jer.
You're supposed to do it.
I skal gøre det.
Isn't this wonderful?
Er det ikke dejligt?
I'm supposed to release you.
Jeg skal sende jer afsted.
And you're supposed to go.
Og så skal I gå.
Go, therefore.
Gå, derfor.
See how nice that is?
Kan du se, hvor dejligt det er?
And then we have so many people that say, oh, I love Jesus.
Og vi har så mange mennesker, der siger, jeg elsker Jesus.
I would do anything he'd tell me.
Jeg vil gøre alt, hvad han siger til mig.
Jesus is saying, really?
Og så siger Jesus, virkelig?
You're going to say that?
Siger du virkelig det?
I told you to go.
Jeg sagde jo, du skulle gå.
And we're still setting.
Og vi står her stadig.
Is this too much?
Er det for meget?
See, when my mama would say go,
når min mor hun sagde gå,
I thought I better go.
Så er jeg ret sikker på, at jeg vil hellere gå.
Amen.
Amen.
Is it different here in Denmark?
Er det anderledes her i Danmark?
If my daddy would say, Glenn, go.
Hvis min far han sagde til mig, Glenn, nu går du.
Go to work.
Nu du tager du på arbejde.
What would I do?
Hvad gjorde jeg så?
Oh, I think I'll pray about it.
Jeg tror, jeg vil bede lidt over det.
Amen.
Amen.
Does that look familiar?
Kan I genkende det?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Ja, herre. Ja, herre.
I say yes, Lord.
Jeg siger ja, herre.
And then I don't go.
Og så går jeg ikke.
We call that in America.
Det vi kalder vi i Amerika.
A lie.
Det kalder vi en løgn.
Isn't this exciting?
Er det spændende, hva'?
All right, let's go on. I don't make you feel bad all at once.
Du skal ikke få jer til at føle jer helt dårligt.
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
Romerne 1, 16.
I'll read it to you.
Nu skal jeg læse det.
Because it's important.
Det er vigtigt.
Here's what it says.
Her er det, der står.
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God.
Jeg skammer mig bestemt ikke over at fortælle budskabet om Jesus.
For it's the power of God for salvation.
For det indeholder en guddommelig kraft.
Okay.
Som er i stand til at give evigt liv til alle, der tror på ham.
It's the power of God.
Det er en Guds kraft.
I have all kinds of people that say, "Oh God, I want power."
Jeg har masser af mennesker, som ønsker at sige, "Gud, jeg ønsker kraft."
Do you want power in your life?
Vil du have kraft i dit liv?
Share the gospel.
Så del budskabet.
Power comes.
Så kommer kraften.
Because God's word says that's power. Amen.
For der står her i Guds ord, at det er en guddommelig kraft.
So you can see people come to Christ.
Du kan se mennesker komme til Jesus.
And we're going to leave the results to God.
Og så overlader vi resultaterne til
Gud. So, if a person, now listen very carefully. This is important.
Nu skal I høre godt efter. Det er vigtigt.
If I share with someone,
hvis jeg deler med nogen,
say I share with this man.
Jeg deler med ham her.
I tell you know what God did for me.
Ved du hvad Gud han gjorde for mig?
And I share about Jesus.
Og jeg deler om Jesus.
He saved my soul, this Jesus.
Han har frelst min sjæl, den her Jesus.
And the person says, huh?
Og personen siger,
I think I'll just think about it.
Jeg tror lige jeg vil tænke over det.
You can walk away.
Så kan du bare gå.
See, that person doesn't have to be saved.
Han er ikke nødvendigt, han bliver frelst.
By you.
Af dig.
He will use what you had to say.
Han vil bruge det, du har sagt.
Because you planted the seed.
For du har plantet et noget sæd.
The seed is the word of God.
Det er Guds ord.
If you plant it,
hvis du planter det,
it will come up.
Så skal det nok komme op.
Is that true?
Er det sandt?
If you plant it,
hvis du planter det,
it will come up.
Så kommer det op.
I plant corn.
Jeg planter majs.
Corn comes up.
Så kommer der majs op.
Plant soybean.
Så planter jeg sojabønner.
Soybean come up.
Så kommer der sojabønner op.
I plant the name of Jesus.
Jeg planter Jesu navn.
That person will be born again.
Så bliver den person født på ny.
Amen. All right. Now, so you are successful just by sharing.
Så du er succesfuld bare det, at du deler.
This is wonderful, isn't it? Good news.
Er det ikke gode nyheder?
Did you feel that?
Kan I føle det?
All you have to do is share what Jesus did for
you. Du skal bare dele det Jesus har gjort for dig.
I've had many a person.
Mange personer.
Say, well, this is wonderful what Jesus did for you.
Mange vil sige, det var fantastisk det som Gud han har gjort for dig.
Then many times they'll say, well, what church you go to?
Og nogen vil måske sige, hvilken kirke går du til?
Tell them what church I go to.
Så siger jeg, hvilken kirke jeg går i.
Would you like to go with me?
Vil du have lyst til at tage med mig?
You know what?
Ved du hvad?
I think I should go.
Jeg tror måske jeg skulle
tage. And I'll say, oh, I think you should go too.
Og så siger jeg, ja, det tror jeg også du skal.
So then I just get their phone number.
Så får jeg bare deres telefonnummer.
Maybe their email address.
Måske deres e-mailadresse.
I like a phone number.
Jeg kan godt lide et telefonnummer.
So then Sunday morning?
Søndag morgen.
Hey, you still going to church?
Hvad så? Skal du stadig med i kirke?
Well, I don't know, I'm tired.
Nej, jeg ved ikke rigtig, jeg er træt.
I'll come and pick you up.
Nej, jeg skal nok komme og hente dig.
Hello?
Hello?
Isn't this good news?
Er det ikke god nyhed?
Then you can be fruitful.
Så kan du være frugtbar.
See, God has designed you to be fruitful.
Gud han har designet dig til at være frugtbar.
We're not done yet.
Vi er ikke færdige endnu.
And we can leave the results to God.
Vi overlader resultaterne til Gud.
You got it?
I med?
Our job is to talk to them.
Vores job er at tale med dem.
Our job is to invite them.
Det er at invitere dem.
Using the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
But it would be great if you'd be excited.
Det ville være dejligt hvis I var lige en lille smule mere begejstret.
Okay, maybe later.
Now. Måske senere.
The life we live and the words we speak.
Det liv vi lever og de ord vi taler.
Make up our witness.
Det udgør vores vidnesbyrd.
Now, how does this look?
Hvordan ser det ud?
Would you like to receive the Jesus that I have?
Har du lyst til at modtage den Jesus som jeg har?
I'm on all kinds of drugs and I'm blowed out.
Jeg er på alle mulige stoffer og jeg er helt vingeskudt.
You want to come with me?
Vil du med mig?
What'd you say?
Hvad sagde du?
Oh. Hello?
Hallo?
Have you ever seen Christians like that?
Har I nogensinde set kristne på den måde?
I see them all the time.
Jeg ser dem hele tiden.
Anyway, now. Isn't this great?
Er det ikke fantastisk?
Amen.
Amen.
Turn to the person next to you and say, I think you need to smile now and then.
Vend dig til den der ved siden og sige, jeg tror du har brug for at smile lidt mere.
Amen. Look at this group. You look a lot better smiling.
I ser meget bedre ud når I smiler.
There's an old song, when I'm smiling.
Der er en gammel sang som siger når jeg smiler.
The whole world smiles at me.
Så smiler verden til mig.
Anyway, now. A life of discouragement.
Et liv i mismod
and defeat
og nederlag
destroys your witness.
Ødelægger dit vidnesbyrd.
It does.
Det gør det bare.
If you're kids,
hvis du har børn,
especially when you're anytime you have kids,
på hvilket som helst tidspunkt hvor du har børn,
if you're all depressed,
hvis du er nedtrykt,
you can't talk about victory.
Så kan du ikke tale om sejr.
Amen.
Amen.
If you're always angry or
hvis du altid er sur.
Isn't that true?
Er det ikke sandt?
But if we're happy.
Hvis du er glad.
I found Jesus.
Jeg har fundet Jesus.
You know what?
Ved du hvad?
I've known Jesus for 44 years.
Jeg har kendt Jesus i 44 år.
A year before I got married, I met Jesus.
Et år før jeg blev gift, der mødte jeg Jesus.
And I've been crazy ever since.
Og jeg har været sindssyg siden.
He's touched my life.
Han har rørt mit liv.
My wife and myself got married.
Vi blev gift, min kone og jeg.
We both given our lives to Jesus.
Vi har begge givet vores liv til
We've
Jesus.
Never looked back.
Vi har ikke kigget os tilbage.
All four of our children and their spouses are born again.
Alle vores fire børn og deres hustru eller og deres koner og mænd er
So now every
på ny.
Sunday.
Så hver søndag.
There's 27 of us.
Så kommer vi 27 mand stærk.
That are born again filled with the Spirit of God.
Som er født på ny og fyldt af Guds
ånd. Bam.
Bam.
How's that work for you?
Hvordan fungerer
I'm
det for dig?
I'm excited.
Ja, jeg er oppe at køre.
That's what I want for you.
Det vil jeg også gerne have, at du skal være.
But your kids will know who you really are.
Men dine børn ved, hvem du virkelig er.
All right. Is that true?
Er det sandt?
Okay, thank you. Now, be sensitive to unbelievers.
Vær følsom over for dem, som ikke tror.
Jesus said this.
Jesus sagde sådan her.
In Luke 9.
I Lukas 9.
He says that Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost.
Han kom for at søge og finde dem som er fortabte.
Right? Is that true? Is that must be a new scripture.
Det må være nyt. Er det sandt? Det må være nyt. Det må være nyt skriftsted.
Way down here.
Helt hernede. Lukas 19:10.
It says Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And there's the scripture for it. Luke 19:10.
Jesus kom for at søge og frelse de fortabte. Lukas.
So if Jesus 19:10. Came to seek and to save that which is lost.
Så hvis Jesus han kom og søgte os for at frelse dem som er fortabte.
What should we be doing?
Hvad skal vi så gøre?
Did somebody say the same?
Var der nogen der sagde det samme?
What? God bless you, sister.
Ja, Gud velsigne dig, søster.
Sister, you're sitting next to her. I want you to give her about 25-30 kroners. Now listen.
Du som sidder ved siden af, du kan lige give hende en 25-30 kroner.
Amen.
Det er vigtigt det
man,
her.
I just love giving out your money. Because see, if when we do this, we're just so excited.
Når vi gør det her, så bliver vi så begejstrede.
Because sometimes we say we're following Jesus and we're not.
Nogle gange siger vi følger Jesus, men vi gør det ikke.
In America.
I Amerika.
We have a game that our children play.
Så har vi sådan et spil som vores børn spiller.
It's called Follow the Leader.
Som hedder følg efter lederen.
Do you have such a game here?
Har I også sådan et leg her?
You don't? I
Yeah, I think we do.
You say no and you say no and they said yes. I'll go with them.
Kongens efterfølger hedder det vist.
So Follow the Leader is when somebody does something.
Det er når nogen de gør noget.
Oh, you have that game now. Yeah. It just came. And you do what they do.
Og så skal I gøre det samme
now,
som
this is gonna be
kongen
real deep.
Nu bliver det meget dybt.
Who are you following?
Hvem følger du?
Whoa. Oh, that was pretty deep, wasn't it?
Det var ret dybt, var det ikke det?
Jesus says, I came to seek and to save that which is lost.
Jesus sagde han, jeg kom for at finde dem og frelse dem som er fortabte.
Then many of us will say you're followers of Jesus.
Så mange vil sige vi efterfølger Jesus.
Isn't this wonderful?
Er det ikke bare dejligt?
So Jesus is playing the game. He said, "Come on."
Så Jesus han leger lejen.
We're gonna talk about me.
Nu kommer vi til at tale om mig.
We're going to tell what wonderful things I've done for this band.
Nu skal vi fortælle hvad jeg har gjort af fantastiske ting for dem her.
Around.
Han kigger rundt.
You know, I was a pastor for 30 years.
Jeg har været præst i 30 år.
And the church always said, "We're behind you."
Og kirken siger altid, "Vi er lige bag ved dig."
Just sometimes they were so far back I couldn't see them.
Men nogle gange er de så langt tilbage jeg ikke kan se dem.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Where are they?
Hvor er de henne?
Hello.
Hello.
Did you get that at all?
Fik I fat i den?
Okay, God bless you.
Tak Gud velsigne dig.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't this nice?
Er det ikke dejligt?
This is easy going.
Det er meget nemt at forstå det her.
Turn your Bibles to Matthew. I think it's Matthew 4.
Lad os slå op i Matthæus 4.
You can turn on your phones also.
I må gerne også gøre det på jeres telefoner hvis I har sådan.
Because this will be powerful for you.
Nu bliver det kraftfuldt det her.
I think it's around verse 19.
Omkring vers 19.
Are you there?
Er I der?
It says this.
Det siger sådan her.
And he said, now that's Jesus.
Og Jesus råbte ud til dem.
Yeah, I'm going to explain this to you. He said to them, which is disciples.
Han siger til sine disciple.
Follow me.
Kom med mig.
And I will make you.
Så skal jeg gøre jer.
I got Glenn here. I will make Glenn.
Så ja, der står Glenn her i min. Så vil jeg gøre Glenn.
Fishers of men.
Til menneskefisker.
Now what does your Bible say?
Hvad siger din Bibel?
Listen, if you ain't fishing,
hvis ikke du fisker,
you ain't following.
Så følger du ikke.
Whoa. I'll follow you anywhere, Jesus.
Jeg følger efter dig hvor som helst, Jesus.
Except out there.
På nær derud.
I've had people say, "Can I come to Africa with you?"
Men jeg har nogen der siger til mig, "Kan jeg komme til Afrika sammen med dig?"
I want to lead people to Jesus.
Jeg vil gerne lede mennesker til Jesus.
You know what I always tell them?
Ved du hvad jeg altid siger?
How many of you led in church?
Hvor mange har du ledt hen i kirken?
How many of you led in our hometown?
Eller hvor mange har du ledt ind i vores hjemby?
I haven't led any.
Ikke nogen.
Why don't we do that first?
Hvad skal vi ikke starte ud med det så?
It's so important.
Det er så vigtigt.
So Jesus is saying.
Så Jesus siger.
If you actually following him.
Hvis du faktisk følger ham.
You'll be fishing for me.
Så fisker du efter mennesker.
Is that what it says?
Er det det der står?
So if you're not fishing,
så hvis ikke du fisker,
we're not following.
Så følger du ikke efter.
Did you ever see that?
Har du nogensinde set det på den måde?
Let me tell you a story. It's a little more light and lively.
Nu skal jeg fortælle jer lidt mere.
I've got a daughter, a granddaughter.
Jeg har et barnebarn.
She's 12 years old.
En pige, hun er 12 år gammel.
And she lives in Canada.
Og hun bor i Canada.
And she called me up.
Og hun ringer til mig.
And she said this to me.
Og så siger hun sådan her.
She says, Papa.
Så siger hun, Papa.
I just led 3 Muslims to Christ.
Jeg har lige ledt 3 muslimer til Kristus.
Come on! A 12-year-old.
Det er en pige på 12 år.
I said, that's so great, Lydia.
Det er fantastisk,
and she
Lydia.
Says, Grandpa, how many did you lead to the Lord this week?
Hvor mange har du ledt til Herren den her uge, siger hun så til mig.
Oh. Well, the week's not over yet.
Men ugen er ikke om endnu.
And so give me a couple days.
Giv mig lige et par dage mere.
Maybe you're not that way.
Måske er du ikke på den måde.
And so I went out and started getting people, trying to get people saved.
Så jeg blev nødt til at gå ud og forsøge på at få folk frelst.
My granddaughter got 3 this week.
Mit barnebarn, hun fik 3 den her uge.
Hello? So it was a bad week.
Det var en dårlig uge.
I was fishing.
Jeg fiskede.
But they weren't biting.
Men der var ikke nogen der bed på.
I was changing bait.
Jeg skiftede madding.
I'll change up one bait.
Jeg tog en type madding på.
Because they weren't biting on my other bait.
Ja, fordi de bed ikke på det andet madding jeg havde.
Came down to the end of the week.
Og vi kom til enden af ugen.
I went to a guy that I knew.
Jeg tog hen til en jeg kendte.
I said, what's it gonna take?
Så siger hvad kræver det?
He said, what do you mean?
Hvad mener du?
How much money do I got to pay you to come to church?
Hvor meget skal jeg betale dig for at komme i kirke?
I told you it's a bad week.
Ja, så det var en dårlig uge.
He said, well, how much you got?
Så siger han, hvor meget har du?
So how about 20 bucks?
Så sagde jeg, hvad med $20?
$20.
$20.
He says, you have long song services. You have long song services.
I har sådan nogle lange sange. Jeg magter ikke at komme i kirken.
I said, forget about the song service.
Pyt nu være med, at vi synger så lang tid.
Well, when is the song service over?
Hvornår er den slut?
15 till 11.
15 minutter i 11.
When's the church service going to end?
Og hvornår slutter gudstjenesten så?
11:30.
11:30.
45 minutes.
45 minutter.
$20.
$20.
Okay, I'll be there.
Okay, jeg skal nok komme.
Are you with me?
Er I med?
I'll do anything.
Jeg gør hvad som helst.
Okay, is this spirit coming off on you?
Kan I mærke det? Drøber det af på jer?
So Sunday morning comes.
Så søndag morgen den kommer.
And I look around, song service, he's not there.
Jeg kigger omkring efter vi har haft sangmusik. Han er der ikke.
Song service.
Og da det er ved at slutte.
And they did the offering.
Og vi samlede ind.
He wasn't there.
Han var der stadigvæk ikke.
Right after the offering was taken.
Lige efter vi havde optaget kollekt.
He come walking in.
Så kom han gående ind.
Okay. I pulled out my other sermon.
Så tog jeg min anden prædiken ud.
Because I was preaching that week.
For jeg, det var mig der talte.
And I preached.
Og jeg talte.
Long and hard.
Langt og hårdt.
But I had to end early.
Men jeg måtte slutte tidligt.
Because I knew he was leaving at 11:30.
For jeg vidste han tog afsted 11:30.
Are you hearing me?
Kan I høre hvad? Forstår I hvad jeg siger?
So I gave the altar call.
Så jeg kaldte frem.
And this man came down.
Og han kom frem.
Gave his heart to Christ.
Han gav sit hjerte til Kristus.
Isn't that wonderful?
Er det ikke dejligt?
I went up there and gave him a hug.
Jeg gav ham en krammer.
And he looked at me and
han kiggede på mig,
said,
han sagde,
where's my 20?
Hvor er min 20'er?
I paid him.
Jeg betalte ham.
And he's still in church today.
Og han er stadig i kirken i dag.
Amen, but I don't pay him anymore.
Now. Jeg betaler ham ikke mere nu. Han er her stadig i kirken.
Are you there? What would you do for a soul?
Hvad vil du gøre for en sjæl?
What would you do for a soul?
Hvad vil du gøre?
So you thought I was crazy.
Du synes jeg var tosset.
Did you know what?
Ved du hvad?
The only thing that you can take to heaven.
Det eneste du kan tage med til himlen.
This is a wonderful man.
Det er en dejlig mand ham her.
Not one of his cows will make it to heaven.
Der er ikke en af hans køer der kommer i himlen.
His Land Rover will not make it to heaven.
Der er ikke nogen af dem som kommer med til himlen.
Your money will not make it to heaven.
Dine penge kommer ikke med i himlen.
The only thing you can ever take to heaven.
Det eneste du kan tage til himlen.
Is the souls that you win.
Det er de sjæle du vinder.
Did you know that?
Vidste du det?
I've led my dad to the Lord.
Jeg har ledt min far.
I led my mama to the Lord.
Min mor til Herren.
I led my brothers to the Lord.
Mine brødre.
And when I die.
Og når jeg dør.
I like to think they're going to meet me.
Så kan jeg godt lide at tænke på, at de kommer til at møde mig og tage imod mig.
They've done went on.
De har alle sammen kommet til at
tage afsted. I've sent something ahead of me.
Jeg har sendt nogen i forvejen.
What have you sent ahead of you?
Hvad har du sendt i forvejen?
Just a thought.
Det er bare en tanke.
See, that's what really matters.
Det er det, der virkelig betyder noget.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to get this down. That's what matters.
Det er det, I skal forstå. Det er det, der betyder noget.
The unbelievers, they're not your enemy.
Dem som ikke tror er ikke din fjende.
They're not your enemy.
De er ikke din fjende.
They want what you have.
De ønsker det du har.
That's how I look at it.
Det er sådan jeg ser på det.
Do you know what?
Ved du hvad?
When I'm on a jet plane.
Når jeg sidder op i en flymaskine.
People sit beside me.
Og folk sidder ved siden af mig.
Did you know that?
Vidste du godt det? Det gør man.
Some pay $1,200.
Nogle betaler $1,200.
Just to sit beside me.
Bare for at sidde ved siden af mig.
It's true.
Det er sandt.
It is absolutely true.
Det er helt sandt.
So I'm going to give him $1,200 worth.
Så jeg skal nok give dem noget der $1,200 værd.
Is that how you think?
Er det også sådan du tænker?
So I'm going to readjust your thinking.
Så nu skal jeg ligesom få jer til at tænke på en anden måde.
A train?
Måske sidder du i et tog.
People sat next to you?
Folk sidder ved siden af dig.
They paid.
De betaler.
Was it $35, $45?
Måske $45.
To sit next to you.
Bare for at sidde ved siden af dig.
Give them their money's worth.
Giv dem nu det er noget for de penge der.
God went through a lot of effort.
Gud han gjorde en stor indsats.
To have that person sit next to you.
For at få den person til at sidde ved siden
Listen,
af dig.
That could be somebody's grandson or granddaughter.
Det kunne være en eller andens barnebarn.
And they've been praying.
Og de har bedt.
God.
Gud.
Let somebody speak to my grandson and my granddaughter.
Lad nu en tale til mit barnebarn.
One time I was on my way to Wyoming.
På et tidspunkt var jeg på vej til Wyoming.
And there was a lot of us traveling ministers.
Der var mange af os som var rejsende i tjeneste.
Some had their computers open.
Nogen havde computeren åben.
People sitting right next to them.
Der sad folk ved siden af dem.
Some had their notes out.
Nogen havde deres noter fremme.
But I had a girl next to me.
Men jeg havde en pige ved siden af mig.
A young girl, about 21.
En ung pige på 21.
Before long.
Inden længe.
We began to talk.
Så begyndte vi at tale.
Amen.
Amen.
So I, just to make a long story real short.
Bare for at gøre en lang historie kort.
I had a great joy.
Så havde jeg en stor fornøjelse.
She was a Mormon.
Hun var mormon.
And when she said, I said, are you part of the Mormons Tabernacle Choir?
Er du så en del af det her tabernakel
eller
kor?
No, no, I'm not that. I said, oh, I thought everybody belonged to the choir.
Jeg troede alle var med i koret, sagde
jeg til
hende.
She began, it's always good to act ignorant, and yeah. It's just a gift I've got.
Det er godt at altid virke sådan lidt uvidende. Det er en gave, jeg har.
So before long, I presented the gospel to her.
Og i løbet af kort tid, så delte jeg det glædelige budskab om Jesus med hende. Og ved du, hvad hun sagde?
She said, you know, my grandmother is a Baptist.
Ved du godt, at min bedstemor, hun er baptist.
And I know she prays every day for me.
Hun beder hver eneste dag for mig.
As soon as I get off this plane.
Og lige så snart jeg forlader det her fly.
I'm gonna call grandma.
Så ringer jeg til min bedstemor.
Tell her I gave my heart to Jesus.
Sig, jeg har overgivet mit liv til Jesus.
Come on.
Kom nu.
She paid $575 to sit next to me.
Hun betalte $575 for at sidde ved siden af mig.
I gave her $575 worth.
Og jeg gav hende alle pengene, noget for alle pengene.
Bill to her grandmother.
Jeg skulle sådan set sende regningen til hendes bedstemor.
So I want you to see this thing.
I skal se det sådan her.
Isn't it powerful?
Er det ikke kraftfuldt?
That God will use you to answer prayer.
Gud han vil bruge dig til at besvare bønner.
That's who you are.
Det er den du er.
See how important you are?
Kan du se hvor vigtig du er?
God's bringing people your way.
Gud han bringer mennesker hen i din retning.
For you to touch.
For at du skal røre ved.
Share what Jesus did.
Og dele hvad Jesus har gjort for dig.
The most powerful thing you can share.
Det mest kraftfulde du kan dele.
And nobody can dispute it.
Og ingen kan sige det imod.
I've preached thousands of times about my testimony.
Jeg har delt mit eget vidnesbyrd tusinder af gange.
And they all listen.
Og de lytter alle.
Not all receive Jesus.
Det er ikke alle, der modtager Jesus. Amen. Amen.
But there's power there.
Men der er kraft der.
Inside you.
I dig.
Is power.
Er der kraft.
God power.
Guds kraft.
And when you speak the name of Jesus out of your precious lips.
Og når når Jesu navn kommer ud af dine dyrebare læber.
There's power.
Så er der kraft.
That's planted in people's souls.
Som bliver plantet i menneskers sjæle.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you there?
Er I der, har taget det?
See how important you are?
Kan du godt se, hvor vigtig du er?
I want you to see this.
Jeg vil gerne, at du ser det her.
You're important.
Du er vigtig.
You are God's hands and legs.
Du er hans hænder og fødder.
Who do you expect to lead? Who's going to lead all these Danes to Christ?
Hvem har du egentlig forventet skulle lede alle de her danskere til Kristus?
Jesus culture?
Jesus culture?
Hold
altså gruppen.
Me. There's nothing wrong with Jesus culture.
Der er ikke noget galt med den gruppe.
You think the folks from Reading is going to do it?
Tror I dem som er overfor Bethel i Reading, de skal gøre det?
They get enough trouble there in
California. De har problemer nok.
Are you hearing me?
Kan I høre, hvad jeg siger?
God put you in Denmark.
Han har placeret dig i Danmark.
He wants you to reach Denmark.
Han ønsker, at du skal nå Danmark.
Amen.
Amen.
How are we going to do this?
Hvordan skal vi gøre det?
One person at a time.
En person ad gangen.
Can you say one?
Kan I sige en?
All right. I got a job for you.
Jeg har et job til jer.
How anointed are you people?
Hvor salvede er I?
Is that a hard question? How anointed are you?
Er det et svært spørgsmål? Hvor salvede er I?
This must be a hard question.
Det her må være et svært spørgsmål.
I'm highly anointed.
Jeg er meget salvet.
Because greater is he that is in me.
For større er han, som er i mig.
And he's in the world.
End ham, som er i verden.
I've been filled with the Holy Ghost.
Jeg er fyldt med Helligånden.
I got an 8-cylinder.
Jeg har altså en 8-cylinder.
It's a powerhouse.
Det er et kraftværk.
I got a Hemi sitting in.
Jeg har sådan en stor amerikansk muskelbil.
I got a Ford full of slicks in the back.
Jeg har virkelig nogle store alufælge bag.
Two Jardine Henders and a 6-pack going on. Are you hearing me?
Kan I høre, hvad jeg siger? Ja, det er et kraftværk, der er inde i mig.
I can bust rubber in all four gears.
Jeg kan lave hjulspind i alle fire gear.
You got me?
Kan I høre, hvad jeg siger?
How about you?
Hvem er dig?
Who's in you?
Hvem er det dig?
The creator,
skaberen
of the universe.
Af universet.
The creator of the universe.
Skaberen af universet.
Said that God sent the word.
Gud han sagde ordet.
And you have the power. You've got the word.
I har kraften.
So how powerful are you?
Hvor kraftfuld er I?
Oh, come on. You're not ants. He's got it.
Ja, nu,
he went like this. Come on,
see, you are. Det er sådan,
vi er. So here's I got an assignment for you.
Jeg har et job til jer. En opgave.
Then we're going. Oh, it's 3:00 in the afternoon. That ain't bad. We got plenty of time.
Det klokken er kun 3 om eftermiddagen. Vi har masser af tid.
Here's what we're going to do. Then we're going to close.
Det vi nu gør vi det her, så lukker jeg ned.
I want you to bring one.
Jeg ønsker, du skal bringe en. En.
Can you say one?
Kan I sige en?
One. That's not very many.
Det er ikke mange.
One?
En.
How many do you have a friend outside of church?
Hvor mange har bare én ven uden for kirken?
How many of you? Okay, one, two. Most of you.
Det har de fleste af jer faktisk.
How many do you have any money in your pocket?
Hvor mange af jer har lidt penge i lommen?
Use the ones with a hole in it.
Brug dem med huller i.
Amen.
Amen.
There's paper stuff too.
Der er også nogen, der har nogle lapper eller nogle sedler.
Here's the challenge.
Her er udfordringen.
See, somewhere I want to activate you.
Nu vil jeg ligesom aktivere jer.
Because most of you've never been activated.
For de fleste er ikke blevet aktiveret.
To boot up the power source in you.
Så ligesom at tænde for kraften i jer.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you up to a challenge?
Er I med på en udfordring?
You're going to move from 90% or 97%.
I kommer til at bevæge jer fra 97%
to the top 3%.
Til top 3%.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to bring somebody.
Jeg vil gerne have bringer
en. Do that? I won't be here.
Jeg kommer ikke til at være her.
You're going to try to be here?
Vil du prøve at være her?
He's going to try to be here.
Han vil prøve at være her. Anders prøver at være her.
And we're going to be ready.
Og vi er klar.
Listen, we're going to be ready.
Vi er klar.
How many of you, if you're willing to do this, to bring one?
Hvor mange er, hvis I er villige til at bringe en?
Now, if your wife brings one, that's not yours.
Hvis din kone hun medbringer en, så tæller det ikke for dig.
Men. We're in this together. No, not only.
Ja, ikke den der med, vi gør det sammen.
Every man for himself.
Hver mand tager sin egen med.
Amen. Every woman
hver kvinde
for herself.
Tager got sin
it?
Egen med.
Grandma, you got it?
Er du med?
Are you willing to do this?
Er du klar til at gøre
she,
det?
She's on it. She's
hun er klar.
Ready.
Hun er klar.
She's pointing up two fingers. Hun hey, we got a two. We got a two. Hey, three, four. She's saying four.
Hun siger fire.
Four, five. So fem. There it is. Sådan. She's going to bring five.
Hun woo! Har fem med. Sådan.
Isn't this wonderful?
Er det ikke dejligt?
We will change this city.
Vi kommer til at forandre den her by.
I came from a city.
Jeg kom fra en by.
Much like this.
Præcis ligesom denne.
Eller. 98% of our church.
98% af vores kirke.
Of 400.
Ud af 400.
Were saved. And filled with the Holy Ghost.
Blev frelst og fyldt af Helligånden i vores kirke.
How did we do it?
Hvordan gjorde vi det?
We had wonderful people like you.
Vi havde fantastiske mennesker som jer.
And they went out and told what wonderful things the Lord has done.
Og de gik ud og fortalte om de fantastiske ting Herren har gjort for
dem.
To bring them in. Og så begyndte de at bringe dem ind.
Bring them in.
Bring them in.
You can do that.
Det kan du også gøre.
She's bringing five.
Hun har fem med næste gang.
Now, how many of you people can beat her?
Hvor mange kan slå hende?
We get anybody can beat her.
Er der nogen der kan slå hende med fem?
Sister, come on brother, you can do this.
Du kan gøre det her, bror. Come on. Nu.
Come on. Hey, he's got it. Okay. He's
going
to bring, you're going to at least tire.
Du kommer i hvert fald til at...
He's got it. He's going to tire. There's 10 new folks.
Han laver
he hasn't seen that in a while. Now, listen. I want you to begin to see this.
I skal se det her.
The power's here.
Kraften er her.
Because we're not just trying to build this church. We're trying to build the kingdom.
Vi forsøger ikke på at bygge en kirke.
We're
vi forsøger
snatching
på at
souls out of hell.
Bygge Guds rige og tage
bam,
sjæle ud af him, ud af helvede.
You thought you could have him, but you can't.
Du troede, du kunne få ham, men det kan du ikke.
He's Jesus's.
Han tilhører Jesus. Tag en ny.
Every person you bring out.
Og hver eneste, du bringer ud af helvede.
Darkness.
Er mørket.
You keep him from going to hell.
I forhindrer ham i at gå
I
til
like
helvede.
To think, I'm emptying the devil's potential.
Jeg tænker sådan her.
Jude says snatching some out of the flames.
Og Judas siger at tage nogen ud af flammerne.
Okay, so what we're going to do?
Det vi gør.
You don't have to.
Du skal ikke gøre det.
You don't have to fish, you don't have to be obedient.
Du skal ikke være lydig, du behøver ikke at være fisker.
You don't have to follow Jesus.
Du behøver ikke at følge Jesus.
We can just be good religious people.
Vi kan bare være gode religiøse mennesker.
But I believe.
Men jeg tror.
In you.
I dig. På dig.
So if you're here.
Så hvis du er her.
Say I can bring one.
Jeg kan bringe en.
Just one.
Bare en.
All I want you to do. Now you got to bring five. And du you got to bring five. We ain't letting you off. I'm sorry. Your word. Amen.
Amen. Dit ord står. Dit ord holder fast.
You can bring ten. You can bring ten. Okay, come on, that's 50.
Han med, tager 15 med.
Now, and so if you're here,
hvis du er her,
and you're gonna bring one, just the rest of you, just one.
For resten er det bare én, I skal have med.
Mama, you can bring one, can't you?
Du kan også bringe en, kan du ikke det?
You can bring one? Yeah. Okay, listen, just one. If you
bare
can do
en.
One.
Bare en.
I just want you to stand.
Så jeg vil gerne have jer rejse op.
One. Okay. One. Now, Mama, you got to stand because you already have five coming. Okay, go ahead. Okay, he's standing. Now, listen. This is how we can take a city.
Det er sådan her, vi kan indtage en by.
In 30 years.
Om 30 år.
In our town of Sturgis.
I vores by.
I personally have led 2,000 people to Christ.
I vores by har jeg for 30 år ledt 2,000 mennesker til Jesus.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Even better, how?
Endnu bedre, hvordan?
One person at a time.
En person ad gangen.
And I got lots of kids.
Og jeg har masser af børn.
I got spiritual kids.
Jeg har åndelige børn.
Pat knows some of them.
Pat, han kender nogle af dem.
Wonderful.
Fantastisk.
Some were pole dancers. Some were prostitutes.
Nogle er pæledansere, nogle er prostituerede.
Some are drug dealers, were.
Nogle var tidligere handlet med stoffer.
I wish they could have tied before they got saved, but that's another point.
Jeg ønsker, de har betalt tiende før de blev frelst.
But they're all wonderful.
Men de er alle sammen fantastiske.
We've set free homosexuals.
Vi har sat homoseksuelle fri.
And now they're married to their wives.
Og nu er de gift med deres koner.
And have children.
Og har børn.
And the one has grandchildren.
Og en har børnebørn.
That's what you're getting into.
Det er det du bevæger dig ind imod.
It's the kingdom.
Det er
Guds rige. I'm gonna pray with you.
Nu skal jeg bede med jer.
Is that okay?
Er det okay?
Heavenly Father.
Himmelske Far.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
Lige nu i Jesu navn.
Right now.
Lige nu.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
I ask for you to refill these folks here.
Så beder jeg om at fylde de her mennesker op på ny.
I love them.
Jeg elsker dem.
I know that you love them.
Og jeg ved at du elsker dem.
Now fill their mouths with words.
Fyld deres munde med ord.
Let them go and tell.
Lad dem gå og fortælle.
What wonderful things.
De vidunderlige ting.
The Lord has done.
Som Herren har gjort.
And let them go out in the highways and byways.
Lad dem gå ud på store og små veje.
And compel people with their love.
Og overbevise mennesker med den med en kærlighed.
So these people can be born again.
Så de her mennesker, de kan blive født på ny.
So the whole families can be saved.
Så hele familier kan blive frelst.
We can change this city.
Vi kan forandre denne by.
We can change the countryside.
Vi kan forandre landet omkring os.
We can take Denmark.
Vi kan indtage Danmark.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
And we pray this.
Vi beder det her.
That it start now.
At det starter nu.
Right now.
Lige nu.
Because I know you put names on people.
Jeg ved at du har sat navne på mennesker.
And I've been talking, there's been names come to you.
Og der kommer navne til dig.
And you can bring them.
Og du kan bringe dem.
Heaven will smile.
Himlen vil smile.
Angels will sing.
Engle vil synge.
Names will be written on the Lamb's book of life.
Og navne vil blive skrevet i livets bog.
And the Father will be happy.
Og faderen vil være glad.
Because you're help bringing in his lost kids.
For du bringer hans fortabte børn ind.
Now I just thank you for each one that made this commitment.
Tak for hver eneste en som har lavet den her commitment.
In Jesus name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne dig.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne dig.
Pastor.